Today's gospel is not simply meant to teach us a spiritual lesson, but it's also meant to prepare us for the day of our own judgment. You know, one day when the master returns, he's going to settle accounts with each one of us. And so this parable is really about the day of our judgment. And one of the things I find interesting about the parable today is the response of the third man, you know, when he's settling accounts. He says to the master, "I know that you are a demanding person and that you harvest where you did not plant." That means somebody else planted something and he's harvesting it. So it's almost like he's accusing the master of being a thief or being unreasonable. And so what we can see is that this man didn't know the master very well. You know, the master symbolizes Jesus Christ. And this individual has a very corrupted notion of who Jesus is. And rather than seeing the master as being someone who's generous, who's given him these talents, and you know, he sees the master as being unreasonable. And that's one of the effects of the fall. One of the things that happened in the Garden of Eden is that humanity's perception of who God is was distorted. And that happens often to us. You know, sometimes people are resentful and they say, well, you know, how can the Lord demand that I follow all these rules? Or how can he demand these things? You know, people don't recognize the goodness of God and that he's provided us with everything we need in his, out of an abundance of his goodness. The reality is, it's not a burden to serve God. He's not making unreasonable demands of us. If we want to think of an analogy, if we think about a father who goes to work, you know, 5 days a week and works long hours, over time, you know, that work may wear on him and he might get exhausted. And there might be some rough days at work where he's like, you know, I would just rather not be here. But when he sees his wife and his children, because he loves them, it makes it worthwhile. It makes all the sacrifices worth it. And a good father, if necessary, would even be willing to do more and to sacrifice more if his family needed it for their survival. You know, a good father is not going to look at his family eating at the dinner table and be like, oh, I really wish I didn't go to work today and have this food for you. He's not going to be thinking that. Love makes the sacrifice something that we're able to bear and even bear joyfully. To know Jesus Christ means to encounter goodness himself. If we really encounter Jesus Christ in a way that we see him as he truly is, or some sense of him, then we can't help but want to serve him and to lay down all of our gifts and to lay down our lives in his service. Because to know him is to love him, and to love him is to want to serve him. You know, whatever he wants, you know, wherever he leads us, whatever path he wants us to go on, we'll want to do that because we'll see in him a goodness beyond any other goodness within our lives. And so there's no greater honor than to be able to lay down our gifts at his service. This servant did not know the master. He didn't recognize who it was that he was being invited to serve. And so the question I throw out for us to reflect upon regarding today's gospel is not, first and foremost, whether we're using our talents well. The question I'd throw out is a more fundamental question, is whether we really know Jesus Christ or not. Have we had an encounter where we've seen our Lord and seen his goodness to the point that the natural response in our heart is to want to serve him and to lay down our lives for his sake, and to serve him without reserve? If we're not putting our talents at his service, that might mean that we've never had that initial encounter where we've seen his goodness and wanted to put ourselves at his service. Or maybe we did have an experience like that, but because we've been trapped in worldly desires, those things are preventing us from responding the way our hearts desire to respond. One of the great saints in the tradition of the church was a saint by the name of St. Peter Claver. And Pope Leo XIII once said that next to the life of Jesus Christ himself, He found no one's life to be so inspiring as the life of St. Peter Claver. He was a missionary from Spain, and he went to Cartagena in Colombia, which was a center of the slave trade in the Americas. And so the slave ships that were coming from Africa would bring the slaves to the markets in that city before they would be dispersed throughout the Americas. And he dedicated himself to ministering to these slaves that were brought across the Atlantic. And very often he would be the very first person to go on these ships and to go down into the hull, and he would bring food and medical supplies to these slaves. And you have to imagine the horrifying conditions that he would have entered into, you know, because there would have been dead bodies in the hulls that didn't survive the journey. There would have been people with diseases. You know, human excrement would have just collected there. So it would have just been a repulsive environment. And he would go into these situations and provide food and medical care and establish a relationship with these individuals. And it's estimated that by the time he died, he had brought 300,000 slaves to the faith and baptized them. So if we think about the impact in eternity that he had, it's just unfathomable. But when we look at his motivations, you know, what gave him the strength to do this? And it's not that he just buckled down and forced himself to do this out of sheer willpower. That's not what the Christian life is about, is just forcing ourselves to do certain things. One of the things that he said is, we must love nothing but God. Or if we love anything else, we must love it only for his sake. This quote reveals to us what was at the heart of what he did. He knew Jesus Christ, and he loved him so deeply that it captivated his entire mind and heart and all of his actions. And so that was the source of his entire ministry. That's what led him to do what he did. It's because he first knew Jesus Christ, and because he saw goodness himself, he responded with love and with service. And all the trials and all the crosses that he faced, he did that because of the strength that flowed from knowing Jesus Christ. And so as we look at today's gospel and we reflect upon our own day of judgment, you know, each one of us will stand before Christ one day, and we will have to give an accounting for how we've used our talents, what the Lord has given to us. But the question I'd ask for us to reflect upon is, do we know Jesus Christ? And have we encountered him to the point where we can't help but give ourselves totally and freely to his service? If yes, we need to make sure we purify that desire and persevere and don't allow other things to sidetrack us. If our answer is no, that we haven't encountered Christ that way, then that's what we need to seek in prayer. As we come to Mass or come to Eucharistic adoration and put ourselves in the Lord's presence and seek to encounter Jesus Christ, because to know him will be to love him, and to love him will be to want to serve him.